Hey, my name is Kevin Clark. I'm the host of a new football podcast called Slow News Day. I want to tell you about it. On Mondays, Lindsey Jones and I will recap the weekend in football that was, as well as look ahead to what's next. On Wednesday, the normal Slow News Day, the thing you've been watching for years, current players, current coaches, current analysts talking about the football world. And on Friday, a wild card. Could be some college football, could be more pro stuff. It's a video podcast, so you can watch it on Spotify or listen to it wherever you get your podcasts. Follow on Spotify. It's Slow News.
It's the Ringers Philly special presented by FanDuel. The playoff action is heating up, and with FanDuel, you can bet on everything from the NBA Finals MVP to who's going to lift the Stanley Cup. Right now, you can check out the new and improved Parlay Hub, filter by odds, sport, and bet type to easily find the most popular parlays and same-game parlays all on one page, plus start betting on the pulse and get paid instantly when you win. So download the app today and bet with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook. The Ringer is committed to responsible gaming. Please visit rg-help.com to learn more about the resources and helplines available and listen to the end of the episode for additional details. Must be 21 plus, 18 plus in DC, and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit rg-help.com.
There's no better feeling than a personal win, and the State Farm Personal Price Plan can help you do just that. Talk to a State Farm agent today to learn how you can bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
Welcome to the Ringers Philly special. Sheil Kapadia here, joined by Ben Solak and a couple guests, Zach Berman, Bo Wolf from Birds with Friends. We did the first half of this episode on the Birds with Friends feed. Now we do the second half here, so I feel like it would kind of be disingenuous for me to ask everyone how they're doing. Like, we've literally all been sitting here for an hour. So I'm just going to get to it. We will have the Thursday 10 on the next episode where we will give our official game predictions. But we got a lot of questions this week, and so we're going to do a little speed round. Go ZB, Benny Souls, Bo Wolf. Do you want to do Snake? Like, you want the first crack at the second question, Bo?
Sure.
Okay. All right. First question comes from Ken. What is more likely to happen during the Super Bowl? Quez Watkins touchdown, Reed Blankenship interception, or Robert Quinn sack? He also says, also, Sheil, you are 2 years older than me. I would appreciate it if you would stop calling yourself old. You are older, not old. Hmm. All right. Ken?
Right. I mean, not when you're, like, doing a podcast with Solak.
I agree with that. Yeah.
It's a relative measure, unfortunately.
I feel very old. Yeah. Yep. All right, Zach, what do you got?
I'm going Robert Quinn sack here. And
really?
I know that's unlikely because he has not had a sack yet for the Eagles, but you're talking about one of the most prolific sackers, if you will, of the past decade. And I feel like the barrier for entry, for lack of a better term, to get a sack is different than a touchdown and an interception. So I don't want to say you can luck into a sack, but it takes one good rush to get a sack. And I think it's a little harder to get the interception or the touchdown.
Okay. Benny Souls, what do you got? He's got Quinn sack.
I like Quez touchdown.
Really?
Yeah.
Quez
notorious
touchdown.
Quez hater.
Yeah. Well, yeah, shocking.
And I was proven correct over the course of the season. But regardless, they use him when they want to go deep down the field. They use him when they have isolation shots. They had a deep throw against the sideline for him against the Niners. They were inside the 20 the target ended up being. The Chiefs are going to walk up and press. They're going to give up deep outside targets, and that's where Quez's target distribution comes. If they connect, then he's out running the safeties. And so Quez touchdown, I like.
Yeah, well, I think if Reed Blankenship was going to start in this game, then I might go with Reed Blankenship. But he's going to be the dime defensive back. He's going to probably play like four snaps on defense, barring injury. Okay. So I think I would go Quez Watkins too. I think they will probably take one or two shots to him. And maybe one of those turns into a touchdown. And there's some, you know, with all those rookie defensive backs on the Chiefs defense, maybe somebody misses an assignment.
I'll go Quez too. We got Nate Tyson in the house. Tall drink of water coming up to the table.
Fancy mug.
Yeah, look at that.
Las Vegas
Super
Bowl committee. Committee.
And you're a Vegas guy. This is wow.
Very nice. Beautiful. All right.
I got a poker chip out.
And he's got a poker chip. He's just pulling stuff out of his pockets.
Speaking of Robert Quinn, Zach.
It's having a great. What is speaking of Robert Quinn?
Was that not you that I had that conversation with? Was that a different beat writer?
What are you talking about? Now you got to spill it.
Oh, Robert Quinn. He had some chips from the casino in his locker the other day.
Good. Good for him.
Boy.
Enjoy. All right. Ty asks, this is a guy, I like this question. This might be the best question we have. Now that the Eagles are one win away from the Super Bowl, one player could be the difference between a win and a loss. Do you think Howie, if he knew that the team was going to be playing in the Super Bowl this year against the Kansas City Chiefs, or knew how good the roster was going to be, if he could go back and change that draft pick for this game, Jordan Davis in the first round, and pick someone else who might help them more in this game, knowing that you got to keep that guy for the future, would he have done that, and who would the player have been? What a question,
That's
Ty.
That's a great question.
Great question, Ty.
I'll jump in first, and I'm going to say the answer is no.
Because first off, Jordan Davis was drafted this year with the expectation of him filling the role that essentially Linval Joseph is filling now, right? So you're saying, had he... No, I think they needed... That was a very important role in this defense, in the what was supposed to be the progression of Gannon's defense. So I think that very pick, if you told Howie he'd be in the Super Bowl this year, who would you take at this spot? He would take Jordan Davis.
Even though you can go find a Linval Joseph or go down to the Wawa, pick one up for... You're good.
How many people I always hear that. How many nose tackles do you see walking around?
They literally signed one in the middle of the season, and he's been fantastic.
Yeah, I think he was being judicious about where he was going.
There was also a reason Linval was available, and it's because the most recent Linval film with the Chargers was bad, and he was much better than I anticipated he would be when he joined the Eagles.
Why are you raising your hand, I have a question. What is going on? Yeah, okay.
If I take Trent McDuffie, do I take him from the Chiefs?
No, they still get Trent McDuffie. Yeah, there's two Trent McDuffies playing in the game.
If I had gotten Trent McDuffie, I'm absolutely doing that.
I like where you're going with that.
I'm snatching him.
No, but
because they play so many rookies.
Yeah, you can't do that.
I mean, like if he knew for sure that he would be in this game, and he knew for sure that he had Linval Joseph, and Linval was going to play the quality of snaps that he's been playing, I think he would. I think you do change him out for like
who though?
Yeah, I think
there's not an obvious guy.
I think the answer is definitely yes.
Okay, yeah,
100%.
Do you have a guy in mind?
I do. I have a couple, but just generally speaking, like Jordan Davis, the idea that, I mean, what you guys just talked about, being able to sign Linval Joseph and him being even better than Jordan Davis was as a rookie, I think you can sort of find that body type later. Absolutely, they would replace him for this game if it meant winning the Super Bowl. Yeah. I think the two places...
Well, we don't know for sure that it means winning the Super Bowl.
Well, it means being the difference in winning the Super Bowl. Okay. I think the two places you would look would be somebody to replace Quez. So you add, Christian Watson or George Pickens or something like that.
Ooh.
My first thought was making 11 personnel a lot better.
The offense is...
Yeesh, George Pickens with these two and Goddard, man.
Or you add one other pass rusher to be better than Robert Quinn. And there's not as easy of an answer there. James Houston had those sacks in Detroit. I don't know if that's,
like
that's
a situation
good enough.
Rusher. Yeah, the linebacker.
I think you would probably go Christian Watson or George Pickens.
Honestly, I think the better way to frame it is, I don't want to take someone else's question here, but would they still do the Cam Jurgens pick, right?
Guy.
Because Cam Jurgens was specifically drafted for beyond this season. So if you said to Howie, you have
Jurgens.
A chance to maximize.
That's funny. I think they'd be more likely to keep Jurgens than Jordan Davis.
Yeah, no. Because we already knew what the deal was with Jurgens. Yeah.
That's my point.
They knew that at the time.
Right, but
nothing
you don't know you're
going to
make the Super Bowl. Once you make the Super Bowl, it's like, all right, a future Kelsey replacement is great.
Yeah.
But if we could get,
all right, that's true.
Who's a third-round receiver?
I also think, just from being around the building, Zach, I think they feel better about nailing the Cam Jurgens pick. I think they still feel good about that pick better than they do about Jordan Davis. I think they have maybe some questions about Jordan Davis.
You always hear that until a guy plays.
Go get Kirby Joseph and play him at safety with Chauncey, with
Kirby
Marcus Epps.
Joseph?
Kirby had a great end
That's
of the season.
That's who you're going with?
He was a good one.
Right.
I'm just trying to figure out how to get a starter on the field. It's kind of tough
I like
this
the wide receiver idea. Yeah. Pick
if there was a good linebacker, I'd replace Kaiser, but there weren't that many good linebackers.
Man, if you just have Christian, all you have to do, run that way as fast as you can every snap.
He run all the Quez routes. He's just way bigger.
Yeah. I think one of those is good. All right, that's a good one.
I just need to say, I was in that building when I kept hearing...
It's the guy from Hamilton.
When I kept hearing, just wait until you see Joe Kruger next year, right? I mean, remember that?
Yeah. What do you mean? How does that relate?
Well, if Joe Kruger came back next year, he'd be a fifth round.
Bo's point is they feel really good about Cam Jurgens. Like, let's see Cam Jurgens play a season before we know.
All right. Okay.
No, I think it's a fair take to have.
I thought Jurgens was a good prospect. That could end up being a good pick.
It could be a great pick. All right. I agree.
Anthony Ramos. That's who that is.
Who are you talking about?
The guy from Hamilton this and
is,
in the Heights.
This is you on Ben's pod. Let them.
Austin Eckler walked by. Some people think me and him resemble each other. What do you think?
You're both yoked up to the same degree. Yeah.
I think actually it might have been with Birds with Friends. Someone put my face on his shirtless body, which I enjoyed.
I do remember
content.
That. Yes,
yeah, I thought that was good content. All right.
Bruce Arians.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Rohan asks, love the show. Long live Birds 24/7. You know I'm going to get a Tim McManus shout out here.
Yeah, big old Timmy.
During this. I know we defer all the time if winning the toss. Would you consider taking the ball, given how the last two games went with the Eagles, setting the tone with a strong opening drive? And I knew, ZB, you would be able to tell us all the stuff about when they've deferred, you know, what they've done with the coin toss. And I didn't want to do the research for when we don't have you on, so that's why I chose this.
Yeah, so I mean, you have a show that follows the data, and the data suggests to defer, right? Because of the chance that you can score going into the half. You know, you can play the possession game there and then get the ball coming out of the half. There now, if you want to go with the momentum argument, the past two playoff games, the Eagles have lost the toss. The other team has chosen to defer, and the Eagles have gone down and scored a touchdown and essentially set the tempo for the game thereafter. So I think there's enough data that it supports deferring, but if your plan is to take a lead, focus on your pass rush, run the ball, which has been their recipe this year, then getting the ball first helps. And I know there are people in that building sometimes who've kind of hoped that maybe they lose the coin toss so they don't have to make that decision.
It's funny that Tariq Woolen wouldn't even have made sense. Like, he probably wouldn't.
I was thinking about Tariq Woolen. Just like, they have such bad outside corner depth.
So yeah, they're so good.
Yeah, but like, Slay goes down and Zach McPherson's got to go in the game?
Yeah, but I don't know that you want to change that pick replace... for the potential of an injury in one game.
Yeah. Right, because like Linval goes down and then where are you at? Right, you kind of,
that's
you know,
true.
It's the same argument. Mm-hmm. Anyway, I'll put it to you this way in terms of accept or defer. This is going to be the heavyweight fight. And, like, we use that metaphor a lot for games, but this is going to be one where, like, it doesn't matter if you come out fast, if you come out slow, with the ball, without the ball, the Chiefs are going to get shots in. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're going to be up three scores, and the Chiefs are still going to be throwing the football and scoring. It's going to feel like it's close. I think it's going to be a really intense game with a lot of points. And so, to me, it's there's no significance to correctly capturing the early momentum. Like, it is so hard to see this game going Seahawks-Broncos, where either team's able to run away with it. So, like... I've said this is a really game script dependent game. I'd love for the Eagles to jump out to lead and set the first foot.
Which
I'd be cool with that. But to me, it's the Chiefs are going to be around. The Chiefs are going to be getting their shots in. I don't think it matters too much.
Yeah, I think even if the Eagles jump out to like a 17-0 lead, you're still like, oh man, they're still coming. So
yeah
I would not.
It's just that it allows them to run the ball and like. Oh.
What would the score have to be with 7 minutes left in the fourth quarter for Eagles fans to be like,
who
we
has
got
the ball?
So Chiefs get the ball.
So the score that you've just scored. The
Eagles are kicking off after having just scored. What did they just put the score at where you say?
17. 17.
Yes.
17? You feel good?
Minimum 3 possessions.
I think it's higher.
Minimum 3 possessions. At 7 minutes left, they have all their timeouts?
I didn't think about that.
I mean, it's Andy. There's no way they have all their timeouts.
I still, no timeouts. 7 minutes left. You're up 17. I think the sphincter, you're not unclenching those bad boys.
You've got two chances on offense to really run the ball and salt away the game. I don't know. I think you'd feel pretty good at 17.
And it has
you'd
to
still be nervous, but right.
Yeah.
Are we talking like no nerves at all?
I mean, it's going to be nerves until the game is 3 hours over. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I'm going to be rechecking the scoreboard after zero to make sure they still won.
So if the Chiefs gain possession with 2:21 left on the clock.
2:21. No, I said 7 minutes.
No, I'm asking you, though.
Oh,
if the Chiefs gain possession with 2:21 on the clock, like Tom Brady did back in 2018-2017 season, do you think the Eagles win the game or do you think Chiefs win the game?
What's the score?
8-point deficit.
38-33.
And the Chiefs have the ball with 2:21 left?
Yep.
No, I think the Chiefs
win that game.
Okay.
Yeah, Chiefs are winning that game.
But do they score too quickly? That's the only thing you're hoping, right? Like,
nothing more I like than tweeting out they scored too quickly.
Yep.
That brings me a lot of enjoyment. All right, Double A asked, like this one too, greetings from Liverpool. What do you think the line for this game is if the QBs are reversed? Oh, baby.
Holy
double
Moses.
A. That's a question, double A.
Eagles 5.5.
Oh. I was going to say Eagles by 9.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay.
9.
Eagles.
5.5, 9. What do you got?
At least.
I'm trying to do the power ratings in my head right now. I like Eagles. Yeah, Eagles minus 6.5, Eagles minus 7. Yeah.
I had 6.5 in my head.
Oh, yeah. I think 9.
9?
Oh, yeah.
So Patrick Mahomes, Jalen Hurts, switch spots. Right. Do you think it's a 7 and a half point?
Well, this is it's Eagles minus 1 after Eagles minus 6.5, right? 5 points for Mahomes to Hurts. Even that, man, holy smokes, it feels low.
Yeah, maybe it's at least 7. I think you probably want to get the 7.
Yeah.
9. I wonder.
That's a great question. I like that one a lot.
Great question by Double A.
I don't run it as much.
BLG, friend of both pods, BLG. Yeah. What kind of cheese should I be eating during this game? Ben, we'll let you start with this one.
Whatever.
I know Bo has some cheesesteaks.
It's whatever cheese. Like, people always think I'm going to have like really Epicurean cheesesteaks, and I'm always just like, dude, just.
That's a drop.
Just pick.
People think I'm going to have Epicurean
cheese. I buy whatever cheese speaks to me in the moment at Trader Joe's. Okay. There's a Syrah-soaked, I think it's a, it's not a Gouda. I can't remember now. It's a Syrah-soaked cheese that's very good at Trader Joe's.
Okay.
That's a good one.
Bo?
I think Ben has sort of pedestrian cheese sticks.
I do.
Okay, let's hear yours.
I absolutely do.
Yeah, he admits that. Yeah,
no sort of refined taste.
And I think you're self-aware about that. You're just getting what's at Trader Joe's, which is great.
I want the cholesterol. Yeah. I want it in my body. That's my main objective.
And I totally agree. Like, give me, it's 11, it's 11 o'clock at
exactly.
night.
Exactly.
All of a sudden, I've eaten half a thing of cheese.
This is a fuel situation.
Now, is that backing you up a little bit?
Not really, no.
Okay.
Yeah.
Listen, you got to get your answer. You got to get some bowel talking, you know?
What's your answer?
Do you?
Ben and I have we've shared.
Oh yeah, tell that. Can you tell that story for our audience?
I'm share that. I'm
All right, then share I that then I will just have to share.
You can save it for your Thursday 10.
All right.
Thursday 2.
You just came out of the stalls at the same time. What's there to tell?
The
yeah.
You know, we did the little like quick peek in the mirror to see like who you're washing your hands next to, and I was like,
I just go, oh, this is awkward.
Where was this?
At a random coffee shop, like, between here and the hotel. It wasn't even like, oh, like, at the convention center. I was like, there'll be nobody here. And then Bo and I shared a nice
Listen,
intimate moment
that's, in the stalls. That's good news. Bowels on the road can be a little tricky, so I'm glad you both are doing well there.
You know what that reminds me? I didn't get a chance
what
on the last podcast.
What does that remind you of?
I meant to bring up, well, just a thing that I meant to bring up was the snafu from the media party on Tuesday night between Zach and I. dress-wise, which I still haven't addressed on Birds with Friends.
So can I bring it up now?
Please do, yeah.
Okay, so we're waiting to go. We're on the bus. Bo is dressed in sport coat, button-down, and slacks. Zach,
because in my mind, it's like, I don't want to make Zach look bad because I know Zach is going to be dressed to the nines, as he always is.
He thinks that Zach shows up, jacket, sneaks, and jeans. You couldn't have been more
in like
differently
a hoodie.
Dressed.
He showed up like he was like in a Rocky training scene.
And then Zach.
It's a nice hoodie. It's not like
it was a nice hoodie.
It's not like a box. I'm like a boxer. Yeah. It's what you see.
You think you know somebody.
I enjoyed Zach's reactions. Going, what are you doing? It's a media party. It's outside at a farm. Why are you so dressed up? And Bo couldn't believe it. All right.
Wait, the cheese thing.
You a cheese man?
I'm a cheese man on something. But no, not. Bear cheese, but we were in Wisconsin.
Bear cheese.
But we were in Wisconsin. Yeah, we were in Wisconsin last year, or in 2019, actually.
I don't even know.
In Madison, and Bo wanted to go to a cheese shop. And I don't like cheese without, you know, a bread or a burger or something like that.
Zach, did I offend you at last year's combine?
No.
Somebody tweeted.
Bo created, it was like a rivalry. Don't you remember Bo created that?
I don't remember that.
None of us remember.
I remember,
Bo
doing
any of these things.
All right.
And Zach, like, all lived within his head.
Two more questions, then we will finish it off here. Michael says, huge fan, FTLT. I have a long-held theory on diminishing marginal utility for sports championships. Ben will know what this means. I mean, listen, I'm not like the dumbest person. Yeah, what is that supposed to mean, Michael? That's a little rude to me. If you want me to give you my academic bona fides, I'm happy to do that at any time. With such a different team from 2017, do you think this theory will apply to the 2022 Eagles if they win? So I guess that means the excitement level comes down because you've already done it once. Is that what we're talking about?
I don't think diminishing marginal utility applies because it's so hard.
He's calling you out, Michael.
It's so hard to win a Super Bowl, right? Like, the idea of, like, the 20th bite of the apple is not as good as the 19th bite of the apple, it implies, like, the apple's there and you can bite it as much as you want. It's so difficult to get to a Super Bowl that, like, I mean, I imagine, sure, there was a New England fan here or there that was like, oh, whatever, our sixth bowl with Brady, yada, yada. But even then, like, to me, that's water in a that's a drop, you know what I'm saying? I think overall, no, Super Bowls are Super Bowls, man. Like, the first one's obviously special, but, man, like, we were talking about on Birds with Friends, they win this one, and they're an argument for one of the greatest seasons for an individual team of, like, quite some time. It's a special win.
And they're the only team in this, like, era, the last, like, 7 years or so to have won two, right? They would have
right
over the Chiefs, who have been three times and have only won once. So they would have it over the Patriots. Yeah. So I think there's like a superiority to it, and I think it's nice that it's a different group. I do think that it's true to some degree. I mean, there's only ever one first Super Bowl in Eagles history. Like, it won't feel the same way. It won't be the same exorcism, right? And I think, like, if they win again with the same group in 2 years, it might not feel the same. I think that Patriots fans probably do feel, like, a little bit less excited for those, you know, third or fourth. But generally speaking, I mean, this is what the whole point is. I think you're generally right.
I have two kids, and I wasn't any less happy or excited when my daughter was born than my son. If it feels differently, like,
not sure that applies.
Oh,
I think this.
My point being that. When
it would have been great if you were like, and the second one was like, first one was cool.
No, it's that, like, the first one, you don't know, like, you don't know what to do, right? You know, it's I'm bringing this kid home, right? The second one is like, all right, I've been here before, but you still love it in its own right. So it feels different, but it feels as good. So I imagine that's what it'll be like if Eagles fans won the Super Bowl.
I disagree. I think it's completely different. I think the first one was years, decades worth of hearing every fan of another team, every friend you had who was a fan of another team. Yeah, the Eagles have never won a Super Bowl. Yeah, so what? The Eagles have never. And you could never say anything back because they had never won a Super Bowl. You were the underdog in every playoff game during that run. I think that run will be viewed. That one, I think people were celebrating, but there were tears, there were emotions, there were thinking of past, loved ones who were no longer around to see it. I think that one is on a totally different level than this one. I think this one, again, like you guys said, it's the Super Bowl. It's really hard to win the Super Bowl. It will be a special team forever. It will be a legendary team forever. However, I think the emotion level will be different because it already has happened once. That parade has already happened, and so this one is different.
You sort of touched on it. I have like a thought that Super Bowl was for the dead, and this Super Bowl is for the living.
Ooh. Sheesh, a lot of death on this crossover pod. What is going on here? That one was for the dead, and this one is for the living?
Yeah.
All right, I can kind of see that.
I really felt like that first one was for me a little bit. I don't know.
Yeah, but you're dead inside.
Okay, good to know.
I could kind of see what you're saying. Yes, people thought about their, grandparents or people who were no longer around to see it, and they wished they could have seen it, where this one will not, well... Yeah, this one will not have that element, right? Is there any way?
To some degree. Now that there are people who have lost loved ones who are Eagles fans in the interim, right? But
I think
it was more about like that was like the thing that everybody who was an Eagles fan ever had been waiting for, and it finally happened. Whereas this is much more of a contained season.
I hope the interest is rabid and people want to read every word.
Zach, they'll still read every word, right? Okay, relax.
Okay. I mean, they won't read every word.
Yeah, there's too much content to read every word.
You gotta zoom.
They'll still be excited. All right, last one. Let's finish it off with this. Jedi, I think. Jedi or Jedi? What do you think? J-E-D-I.
Jedi.
Jedi. What are you talking
Return
about?
Of the Jedi.
What did you just say to me?
Isn't it Jedi Osman? How does he spell his name?
I don't
Jedi,
know.
That's with a C.
That's C, yes.
Also, the word
is talking about
Jedi.
A different Jedi Osman, one that you guys don't know, one of my friends, Jedi Osman, and I think he does do J-E-D-I. All right. He says, this one's an easy one for me, but I wanted to address it. Move to a new area, don't know a ton of people, and I am a psychotic Eagles fan. Duh, he puts in parentheses. Mm-hmm. My Super Bowl watching options are to either watch alone or watch with a group of people that I won't know most of them and most won't really care about the game. What do I do?
Oh, you
watch
definitely
alone.
Watch alone.
What are you talking about?
There's nothing worse than...
Get on FaceTime with your buddies.
Yeah.
You know,
there's so many ways to connect.
Yeah.
It's totally different. If this question was maybe 20, 30 years ago, I could see if you're just like, but still, there were phones at that time. So even right. then, I would say you're watching. But nothing worse than watching a big game with a stranger.
Oh,
you
don't want exactly. that. Yeah.
There's too much variance. You've never met these people
you
before.
You want to be yourself,
you're
too.
Psychotic, you're psychotic, self-admitted. Yeah. yeah, you can't have all the social things. Watch by yourself. You got your phone in between. You got long commercial breaks. Call someone at halftime. I remember buddy Jordan Freiter, 2004. We're in college. He calls me at halftime. You know, you go over, hey, how's the game going? What do you think's going to happen in the
second? Now, did he spell his name B-U-D-D-I?
He did.
Yeah, okay.
B-U-D-D-I? Jordan?
Oh, you said Buddy Jordan Fraser. I thought his first name was Buddy, and I was just trying to make a Jedi joke.
I guess
whatever.
It was Jordan.
And you said he did.
It was Jordan. C-H-O-R-D-I. That's where I thought he was going with
there
that.
It is.
I didn't understand. So, yeah, there are many ways to connect. You are never alone. Watch it by yourself. All right. That will do it for us. This was a mini episode. We will come back probably by the time you see this on the feed. We'll already be recording the Thursday 10 where I will reveal my Super Bowl prediction, the final minutes of this game, how it's going to play out, winners and losers. Zach and Bo, when are you giving your official predictions on Birds with Friends?
That'll be on our Friday episode, our Crystal Ball Deal predictions. I think we're going to have some predictions from other people, too.
There you go. They'll have predictions from other people. You can listen to the first half of this crossover episode on the Birds with Friends feed. All right. Thank you to our guy Kent from The Athletic for helping produce, and, of course, Cliff Augustine for getting this
Shout
in
out
your
to Cliff.
Feed.
Big Cliff fan.
Sean, who's Cliff. Not a Cliff? Cliff, highest approval rating. Of any, yeah, 100%. So we will talk to you soon on the Ringers Philly Special.